Well, this Helping of Animal Radio is underwritten by Pets Welcome Here, the hour-long TV special that sniffs out the best places to stay, play, and dine with your pets. Visit PetsWelcomeHere.tv and check out the schedule for the TV station in your area. Pets Welcome Here, exciting adventures you can share with your pet. Thanks for underwriting Animal Radio.
And Angela's up next for Dr. Debbie. Hi, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What do you got going on with you today?
My dog's name is Trevor, and he licks at his paws. And I've taken him to the vet, and they told me to take him to a dermatologist. So I went to a dermatologist, and he had some yeast, and he also had some type of little bacteria on his feet. And they treated that, and the next thing they wanted to do, and I just didn't know, it is an issue with the money that they want to spend that kind of money. I'm like, really, right now, don't have it. They want to do a allergy testing, like a blood test. Then they tell me it's not really accurate, and I'm like, okay, you tell me it's, you want me to do it, but it's not accurate, so
why do it, right?
Why do it? You know, and that's like $300 to do that.
Now, let me ask you, when they detected the yeast and the bacteria and started treating for that, how is your doggy doing now?
He still licks.
Still licking. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he's been back twice, and they checked him, and they said he was fine. He didn't mm-hmm. have any more. They actually said his coat and everything looked really, really good. He also mm-hmm. has an allergy in the summertime to mosquitoes. And when he gets bit by a mosquito, then he gets these brown spots all over his back.
He's like my husband then. My husband breaks out. He's like a crazy man when this game fight.
Much information.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. You know. So the question comes down to, when we're talking about allergy testing in dogs, there are different ways. There's
okay.
the blood allergy testing, and mm-hmm. then there's the intradermal skin testing, mm-hmm. kind of the skin patch testing. Now, the gold standard for allergy testing is the intradermal skin testing. That, by far, is considered the most valuable to true life situation, because we're testing the pet's response inside their body, and that's where they inject the little blebs and watch for a response to the allergens. Now, for some pets, that may not be a possibility. Some of the situations when that may not be pursued is if a pet is has some ongoing skin infections where we don't have a really good healthy place to start with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be financial. Mm-hmm. In many cases, the blood allergy testing can be cheaper mm-hmm. than the doing intradermal testing.
He also has allergies to food. Right now, they have him, and I think he's at a good place right now. He does duck and potato, duck and mm-hmm. sweet potatoes. And
oh, good.
That's the food that they tried all kinds of, like, corn and all kinds of other things. But sometimes the food gets expensive, too, and I'm like a big bag of it. And he eats, like, probably a half a cup of it, maybe twice a day. Sometimes he don't eat a lot of it, but I guess he eats what he want to eat, and I don't make him eat. What they tell him to eat, I just figured that he's full, and because if he gets over full, he throws up. So I said, you just eat what you're going to eat, and that's going to be that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you did have another question in there. Is like, why do a blood allergy testing if, mm-hmm. you know that the skin testing is the preferred way? Well,
right.
Kind of went through some of that. Now, one reason might be that we might consider blood allergy testing is that it's a starting point.
Okay.
And if we can't do the skin patch testing for other reasons, mm-hmm. At least this gives us some good standardized, valuable information. And there are a lot of good companies out there that do provide great services with blood allergy testing, but
all of them cost $300. Even my vet, they send theirs off.
Yeah, so if that is price-wise a little bit more agreeable to you, and if it makes good medical sense to the dermatologist, then mm-hmm. I wouldn't be opposed to blood allergy testing. But, I would have this conversation perhaps with a dermatologist and say, hey, why aren't we doing that skin patch testing? And there may be a very valid reason why it's not the best choice for you or for your pet.
You said it was called skin patch?
It's the intradermal skin testing. So, and that would be, you know, just a conversation, a very frank conversation. I'd say, hey, I mean, it sounds like you're very well educated on this whole skin disease in your dog. And, that's a very rational question to ask them. But, you know, I wouldn't be opposed, if the dollar signs are agreeable to you, of doing the blood allergy testing, if that at least gets us some info that we can try to alter the environment or maybe to get into some allergen therapy and see if that can help this baby out. There's a lot to skin disease and allergies, and pet owners find that, gosh, this is expensive to treat. It's a chronic condition. Right. We're dealing with these multiple problems, overlapping skin disease, allergies, infections. And, you know, cost of all of this, it does add up. So got to keep your eyes open when you start to get into
pets. Well, I did suggest to them, I said, well, maybe you can do it for $250. And they just looked at me, and I said, well, maybe you do it for $250, and maybe we can do it the next week. And they just looked at me, and I'm like, well, that was a suggestion, you know.
Good try,
huh? You charged me over $150 to do something else that you wanted me to do. So now let's see what I want you to do. Let's see if you will do that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Which politician was it that wanted to go back to the barter system? Maybe that's what we need to do. Well, thank you so much for your call, Angela, and thanks for tuning in to Animal Radio.
Once again, it is time for us to get on out of here. If you need your fix during the week, I encourage you to download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android and BlackBerry, or head over to the website at animalradio.com. And if you happen to have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or a Mini Schnauzer, don't forget our very own Dr. Debbie has written the Kindle book for them called How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. And they're over at, like I said, Amazon Kindle, and we have links from animalradio.com. In fact, we have links for everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. We'll see you next week right here for more Animal Radio. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's from Lucy and Gordy. Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.